Three, two, one. And we're live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. This is going to be another, well, solo one. If you haven't seen the one I did last time, my last one that I done was with people was with Dara, Aaron, and Scott. It was a great podcast. You should go check it out. So I'm doing this podcast now. So how's everyone been doing? How's been keeping? Skills are opening back up a little bit. I know someone in my school who's back in tomorrow, like in a class. They're doing like classes, and then they're doing it like one class at a time, and they go through like the COVID instruction yoke or something they call it. But I have no clue what the skill's gonna look like. I say it's gonna look mad weird. I'm not going back though, because my ma's not trusting the fucking guidelines that they have. So I'm just going to get woke, and I'd rather just, like, I didn't mind going into school either, because I was getting bored at home anyway, I'm grand with getting woke sent home to me, because I don't want to sit in and do nothing all day, because I'll go out of my head, and I do want to go back to school, because I do want to go to college, I do want to go and do my course in college, I don't think my school anyway will not be open for that long, because my school's tiny. It's going to be an absolute shambles, because it's just a square, like a big square, but we've like 105, maybe 110 people in our school, and it's ridiculous. So I've no idea how they're going to work it, because it's mad. My school is just so small. We've no idea how they're gonna do it, because like I saw a few pictures already of like what it's like with 4 years went in. They were all like wearing face shields and masks and all. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, but definitely schools won't be open all year. Fact. Yes, we're opening schools. It's probably gonna be the worst thing they'll do. This government's a shambles, because it's fucking ridiculous. That Micheál Martin fella needs a bang of a fucking brain in the head. Like, he needs a loaf. Hasn't a clue what he's doing. The cases have already been high enough. Like, they've been already, like, high enough. And you can imagine what scale it's going to, impact that have. Of, like, because, like, you're thinking you're going to go a whole school year without one case. You're going to get loads of cases, and then you're going to have to think about people who have to go home, to people who live with their nannies and grandads, and then giving it to them. Like, yes, I put in education before health. Like, I know education's a big thing and all like that, but right now health is more important than education. And I think learning from online, even though I know it's hard for some people and some people might not be able to, but people who get like the right help will be able to make progress on doing it from home, because going back to school, I don't think it's just not a thing to do like right now, because the cases are just getting bigger now. It's mad. Like, it's something I wouldn't fucking do anyway if I was in charge of this country anyway. He's a sap. He hasn't a clue what he's doing. None of them have a clue what they're doing. Like, morons. Someone just say, yeah, like, use your brain. Like, use it. Because I know for a fact my school is not going to be open for long. It's way too small.
Way.
Way too small. Yeah, I'm recording this late, like lately. So, 2 weeks I give my school. 2 weeks max. And then that thing is going to be closed, because that's shambles. It's going to be a shambles. So, and the coronavirus is not getting any better. I don't know, but I don't think there's been many deaths now, but I know there's a lot of cases. I haven't heard of many deaths though. The chances of this virus gone away, I don't think it's ever gonna go. But the 2 meter yoke, I think will stay with us for the rest of our lives. That will never go away. The coronavirus may, like, for a bit, and then I don't know if I think we hit a second wave now. But it's mad. Because someone said to me last year, you'd have to wear masks and all like that. Everywhere you go, I'd be like, you old bonkers, get away from me. But look at us now. This is life now. This is like the normal life we have to get used to. And it's bad, like, for people like my age, because, like, I'm coming to an end, kind of me being a teenager now. I'm 16, so in a year or so, I'm gonna have to try and get a job and stuff like that, but still continue doing podcasts, because podcasts is, like, something I like to do. Like, it's not even, a, like, it, I'm not working serious, it's just a hobby, like, but I do want to be able to finish school and go to college and all like that, and hope coronavirus may affect it, because me getting the points and all to go to college and then them having to let new people in, it's going to be mad. I mean, I don't know now, but in a year or two it may be gone. I don't know, but a very slim chance that it would be. And I'm going into my second last year of school now. Well, meant to be. I'm not going back. But, yeah. Oh, that's bullshit. I think we should just go back into lockdown because, like, what they're doing now is not helping. They're making no sense either. Like, what the restrictions are is making no sense. Now we have to listen to them, though, don't we? Even if they're a bunch of half-headed steamers. Anyway, from that, Madden 21 dropped. It's lethal. It's what I was up to, like, 4 in the morning last night playing it, and I played it in the yard, which is basically like backyard football. It's class, it is, but you need to upgrade your players and all like that. And I didn't know, understand that at first, but I eventually got the hang of it, and it's fucking lethal. Like, the way you can do, like, behind the bat, like, behind your back pass and all like that, and throw it behind you to trick people, it's lethal. Ultimate Team is way better. Like, it was good last year, but I think it just, for some reason, it just improved more this year. I'm not a big franchise mode player, but everyone, like, wants to see what franchise mode is. So I'll eventually play franchise mode with people, but I only play franchise mode when it comes to playing with people, so I'll see that eventually. I played a bit of Face of the Franchise. I'm still in college. I played for, like, 2 hours. So I'm on my second season of college football, and now I just changed position to wide receiver. So, yeah. I finished one game as wide receiver, and that was it. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know how people are going to do it the way, because last year I know a lot of people just did the two college games, and then they done the NFL combined, and then they just went to the NFL, and then everyone just stopped playing it. I know a few people who did that. But Ultimate Team is class anyway. I've done a lot of challenges. I've been, like, grinding out on a lot of the challenges to get new players. And I thought I already have a few legend tokens, 5 legend tokens to get. But there's more, like, challenges coming during the weeks to earn legends. So, like, I'm just trying to upgrade my team. And I have 80 Lamar Jackson. I have 88 Ed McCaffrey. And I bought Juju Smith-Schuster today. But I mean, my team is still shocking, but I only got the game 2 days ago. It only came out 2 days ago, so give me a break. Mate Paulie has the MVP edition of it, so he got a lot of shit. I was gonna get the MVP edition of it, but I should have, because I'm a big Ultimate Team player, more player, so I should have got it, but my mistake. And then FIFA 21, I was thinking about getting FIFA 21. I don't know if I want it, though. In a way, I do want it, and in a way, I don't. But this will be the first year, then, if I don't get it, like, when I don't get it either a day or two later. I usually get it the day it comes out or a day later. But, I mean, FIFA has just got, like, a bit shite. Like, it really has. I think, for me, FIFA died in FIFA 15. FIFA 15 was the best one that came out on the next-gen consoles. I love FIFA 15. FIFA 16 was shocking. Everything in that. Ultimate Team was shit. The referees were just 10 times bad. They were already bad enough in every FIFA, but this FIFA, they just got so much worse. FIFA 17, they brought the journey in. That was nice. That was actually alright. I liked the journey I did. FIFA 18, I liked that FIFA. That FIFA was actually good. I give it that, because they added in the icons, and the icons were lethal into that game, because it was the first time we got to see, like, some actual players. Like, we got to see, like, Maradona. We got to see Henry. JJ Okocha was already a legend. He was already a legend. Ronaldinho's the king. Like, I think he has, like, he's obviously not rating boys, but I would like his, like, he was my favourite icon card. I loved his icon card. because I could just do, he had 5-star skills, like, and you could just pull off so many skills on him, you could. So, I liked FIFA 18, because that's when they first brought out the icons, and then FIFA 19, I didn't play much, I really didn't, I didn't like that FIFA either, I thought it was just too plain, it was a lot like FIFA 18, but a little bit shot. And then FIFA 20, I played a good bit, I did find that one okay. I went in and out from playing it. I played it for a few months and then I stopped for a good few months and then I started playing it again. And then I haven't played it now since the lockdown, like a little bit past lockdown. But yeah, it's just, FIFA just got so boring. And I just stopped enjoying it after FIFA 15. But the best FIFA for me was, if it wasn't on next gen, it was FIFA 09. It was FIFA 09 or FIFA 11. FIFA 11 was lethal. That was the first FIFA I bought myself, actually. So, yeah. That's why I like that FIFA a lot. And plus, it was a good FIFA. FIFA 09, I always used to play in my brother's room. Like, when I come home from school, I always used to go into his room and I used to play FIFA 09. And I'd sit in the practice arena with Ronaldinho for fucking hours. I would, and just sit there playing it. And then I'd eventually play, like, one game. I'd play one game. It would always be, because I'm a Liverpool fan, so it would always be Liverpool versus Burnley. I don't know why, because it was always those two teams. So I'd always just play with those two teams. And I always did. It was still lethal, though. But when I played career mode in FIFA, I never played manager career mode. I always played player career mode. Because I never found manager career mode interesting enough to me. So I always liked to play as a player. And then I'd always used to play in the Electricity League. I'd always be Rovers, and then I'd try to work my way up, but then I'd eventually give up easily because I just got so bored of it just being so repetitive. But I'd always, like, even if I wanted to go to the Premier League, I would always go for like a shit team in the Champions, and then I'd make my way up in the Championship, I would, and then just go up to the Premier League. Speaking of Messi leaving fucking Barca, well, he wants to leave Barca. That popped up on my phone and I was like, what the actual fuck? I can see why he kind of wants to leave, but he's too old for the Premier League. Like, not even, some of the United fans don't want him even because he's too old. Like, he's gone into that, if he went to the Premier League, he's gone into the hardest league in the world. And Ronaldo has even said that, and like I've even seen people cheering on Facebook and all of that, like, or Snapchat. Like, imagine him and Ronaldo at Juve for the last chapter. That'd be unreal. I mean, right now, if you were to tell me who they'd pick, I'd pick Ronaldo right now over Messi. But of all time, I'd choose Messi because, well, we all know who the best player in the world is right now. It's Lewandowski, and the best team in the world is between Liverpool and Bayern. So, yeah. Right now, Lewandowski is the best player in the world. No one can change my mind on that. Nobody at all. And my pop collection right now actually is done for. I completed my whole shelf. I have like a shelf. I had a ceiling where I kept my first stack of pops. And then I reached to the top of that. And then I got a shelf. And then I reached the top of the roof. I swear, like the top of the roof. I'll put on my story after this, I will. And I can't fit any more pops up there, so I have to buy a whole new shelf now if I want to buy more pops. So the last two pops I bought was anime one. I didn't even know who he was. He just looked cool, so I bought an anime one. And, who else did I buy? It was the shopkeeper for the last one I needed for the Pennywise set. It was the shopkeeper. Stephen King played him in chapter 2. So I needed that for my it pop collection. Like, serious, and I completed that one. But, I can't put any more pops in anymore until I get a new shelf. Which is kind of annoying, because I would put them on the floor, but my dog would just knock them over and be very fucking annoying. But I was thinking, like, I'd just get, like, a shelf, like, at the end of my bed. Like, stick it to my wall at the end of the bed, and I could just put them all there. But, or else I was going to clear out the top press, like, on me drawer, and I was gonna face them standing, like you could see there, the opening of them, like I was gonna do it like that. So if you opened up the purse, you could just see them all, it's like lined there. But I just think that'd be too much effort to do, because they're like, the boxes are big, so I'm wondering if I'd be able to close and all like that. So, but I'll probably just end up buying a new shelf. I'll have to go to like IKEA or order or something like that and order a shelf. But my room isn't really that big, so I can't get like a big huge one, so I have to get one that sticks to the wall. It's gonna look very weird though, because of like two big huge shelves just stuck in my fucking wall. But yeah, you can probably hear that. That's my dog. Yep, it's him. And we went to Wings. It was whopper. We were talking about it in the group chat actually, that we would go again, but like Wings is something that you just don't want like every week, because if you had it like every week, it'd just get absolutely boring and like you wouldn't want that. So we decided we'd go maybe like every 2 weeks, to every few weeks maybe, because just get, if you, this is like every food, if you ate that for too long, you just get like, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it all the time, because if you're getting it every week, I think that like with, I think that would be with every single food, you just get so bored of it. I mean, I would anyway. I can't eat food for, like, I couldn't eat the same food every week. I mean, I say I could, like, if I could eat, if I had to live on one food, it probably wouldn't even be like a dinner. I'd probably like live on pancakes or something like that, or snowballs from Hostess. They were lethal. Twinkies are wrong. Don't mind me. Twinkies are disgusting. I kind of wanted to go away this year. I was meant to be going to Florida in October. And now I'm not going anymore. And plus, Florida is one of the worst states anyway for Corona. So I could say that boy till next year. So maybe next year I can go. Slim chance, but fingers crossed I can. Because I was dying for it. Because it was actually my Christmas. One of my Christmas presents it was to go to Florida. And now I'm not even going anymore. So whoop-de-doo. That was sarcasm, by the way. And then I've been just chilling lately, just vibing, doing nothing really. Talking to Dara, talking to Scott. Just planning stuff actually, like to do. Next week I'm gonna start ordering in my actual equipment for to get a non-audio podcast. So I'll be recording podcast, because I was texting, I got a few in contact, a few people, there's a room I can use, so I already have a laptop, and now I just need to order my mic, and my boom arm, and I was going to order two mics and two boom arms for two guests. So right now I'm only going to do two guests, so if anyone wants to come on the podcast, there'll be two guests, there's only going to be one guest allowed on, like, so it'll be me and then one other person, but I'm gonna order them next week, because I saw like a whole good one, like where it had a boom arm and a mic, but I read the reviews on it, thanks to Dara, because I was gonna order it and I was like, fuck, I didn't read the reviews actually, I should read the reviews, but people were saying it doesn't work in laptop and all like that, and I'd need a mixer and all like that, and having to set up a mixer and then use them would be very fucking annoying. So I was like, fuck that, I'll just keep searching through Amazon till I find one, or another site until I go find a good one. But Dara's been great help. He sent me some software he has that I can use on the computer and all like that. So Dara's the plug. By the way, everyone, I just watched, they have a recent episode they do. Go on Spotify, go on to Anchor, and go on to YouTube and write in the Flats podcast. I write in on YouTube, the Flats vlogs. On Spotify, Google Podcasts as well. They put up their second episode and it's with Amber. So go check it out. It's a really cool one. It's funny. They talk a lot about acting. They talk a lot about the rap industry and a lot more. So if it was you, I'd go check it out and hit them, like subscribe to them or follow them on anything. The socials is the same thing, and the Flats podcast as well. So go at them there. So yeah, the reason why, because there has been a plug. So Scott, they've helped me. through a lot when it came to podcasting and acting, and working with them has been deadly. So, like, they're just great people. They're great mates to me. So, yeah. It's good when you have people who are also motivating in life, because, like, you don't want to surround yourself with people who do nothing. But if you have, like goals, don't surround yourself with people with no goals and then who sit around all day and don't, and lack, like, being ambitious and stuff like that, because it's just going to drain you. I will separate myself from people like that. I don't like that, because it slows me down, and I don't like to be slowed down in life. So I'll just keep going until I get what I achieve, like. But I never use anybody to get to where I go to. If someone helped me through something, like, to get to a place, they're coming with me. It's just the way I am. I just don't. If someone helps me, they're gonna celebrate with me. It's just the way it works. Like, I think that's just how it should work with everybody. If you and someone else are gonna work together, you both should hit the celebration and feel the sensation of, okay, we did this together. And not a one thing like, oh, so what, you just helped me. And what? I put in the work. Because equal work and equal congratulations, it works both ways. So if you feel like doing something in your life, do it. Like, if it's good, do it. If you feel like, if you want to be a singer, if you want to be an actor, if you want to start a podcast, do it. If you want to start your own business, do it. Don't let anyone tell you not to, or don't wait for someone to say do it. If you feel like doing it, you go do it. It's just as simple as that. And if anyone laughs at you and stuff like that, just let them. No matter what you do in life, you're going to get laughed at, you're going to get hated anyway. So just do it. So yeah, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for the support. I've seen a lot of people support me, and I just want to say it's great. Thank you very much for that. It means a lot to me for someone to promote it, like, and just to have a genuine person who actually watches the podcast and enjoys them. Thank you to people like that. I really appreciate that. And thank you for watching this episode of the podcast, and I'll see you all next time.